Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about livestock futures here today. And, wow, it was a rough day for the cattle futures, both the live and the feeder cattle today.
Yes, it was, Dave, as we saw a combination of technical selling as we opened to the downside and held down throughout the day. We also saw the lack of cash trade not helping the situation. We also have a cattle on feed report coming out this afternoon, and we've also seen the upside in box beef prices come to halt as they've been skidding lower too, down 235 on choice at midday, up 34 on selects, moved 65 loads out there, and we saw an estimated cattle kill today of only 93,000 head. On the close, April live cattle $1.32 lower, June cattle $1.60 lower, April feeder cattle $2.97 lower, May feeders $3.85 lower, and April lean hogs were 15 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
All right, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures here this afternoon. Why don't you kind of break down just what happened with the grains?
Well, Dave, overall, it was a very quiet session. There was a lack of any news out there. The volume was on the light side today. And the lack of news, I think, allowed this market to slip lower. We did come off the lows going into the close in this wheat market. The soybean market was finding what little support it had from the bean oil being higher again today. But overall, a very quiet day, waiting for that end-of-the-month report that will have a lot of bearing on what will go on price-wise down the road. May KC and July KC wheat both down a penny and a quarter. May Chicago wheat was up a half a penny. May corn a penny and a half lower. December corn a penny and three quarters lower. May soybeans down a quarter of a penny. And November beans were up a half a penny.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this afternoon. You have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you again first thing on Monday morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.